There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. As always, big show lined up over the next 3 hours, a ton on the big Thursday night game that we have tonight between the Bengals and the Dolphins, and a loaded guest list today as well. Nigel Seeley, best soccer bets in 45 minutes. Brad Powers on college football. How about this? Andy McNeil on the show in 90 minutes. The VSiN pro hockey betting guide dropped today. You ready for that?
No.
Okay.
That's why Andy's on.
Yes, it is.
All I know is a lot of moves with goalies, which is intriguing. Arizona's going to stink, and that's about all I know so far.
Mike Pritchard and Paul Charchin on the show as well. So mostly on the game tonight across the country, Cincinnati is now favored by 3.5. There are some spots, specifically out here in Las Vegas, where that number is still 4, and the total ticked up a little bit to 47.5. The reason why? It went back up at least a half a point now. And the reason why the Bengals came down from 4 to 3.5 is because we got the news late last night and more reports coming out this morning that Tua, facing back and ankle injuries, is expected to play tonight. So I did not anticipate having this news until later on in the afternoon today, maybe even a game time decision, but this is good to know now that Tua is expected to go tonight. Waddle's also going to play for the Dolphins. I know that he was looking maybe a little bit shaky, but he's going to go according to reports. So that's why a little bit of the movement last night on this game.
Will he be effective, though, with his groin injury? And he's had a great season as well. This is big for the Bengals. And I know we'll talk to Mike Pritchard coming up, but much has been made of this. But rightfully so, you're coming off a short week and 90 plays you're on the field for on defense for Miami. And now it's a short week on the road. And how much do you have left in the tank here? So I love Thursday night football. The players can't stand it, but with a short week and travel, and it's 100 degrees and you have 90 plays, see what we have left in the tank. I think Burrow goes off tonight, but it's enormous for the Bengals, too. I mean, if you lose this game at home and fall to 1-3, it's one thing to be 1-3, but you've been laying 7, 7, 6, and 4, and 3, 3.5, 4
right
in the four games. So you'd be favored in four games and be 1-3 straight up if you go down tonight.
Isn't it funny how it worked a year ago when this team, I think they were an underdog in like, top of my head here, I think they were a dog like in every game but two during the season or as the season was going on, and now it's flipped this year and they're a favorite, sometimes a big favorite, and the expectations just cannot be met so far by this team, and they have disappointed, no doubt. But think about that for a second here, what you just said, how the landscape would, I'm expecting the Bengals to win this game tonight.
Yes.
I think it's a good spot for them. I like the matchup overall. I think they win the game overall. But if they lose and drop to 1-3 in that division and in the playoff race, potentially in the AFC at that point, man, it's a stacked field again. It's not as good as we thought it was at this point anyway. Things can change, certainly. You're kind of up against it at that point. And then when you look at the Dolphins, if they're 4-0 somehow tonight, the Dolphins, we've talked a lot about the Eagles going on this potential run that's going to be outstanding. The Dolphins' schedule, we touched on it briefly yesterday, is extremely easy.
Oh, backloaded, though. Yeah. But a lot of winnable games coming up.
Oh, for, like the next, what, to begin, like sure. The first 10, 12 weeks of the season?
Right. But I'm concerned about December because you go to San Francisco, then you take the you go to Los Angeles to play the Chargers, but then you have to go to Buffalo and New England in the elements. Late in the season. And it's much is made of all these teams going to Miami in September. Well, how about the Miami kids going in snow in December and January?
Well, but
close with the Jets should be a win. They have the Packers at home on Christmas, but there could be a couple of losses there, too. I do think 11.5 is too high now with the adjusted win total.
That seems high.
Yes.
But again, that stretch starting tonight, if they would happen to win to go to 4-0, I mean, we are talking about a lot of winnable games from now until week 12.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings at home, Steelers at home, at the Lions, at the Bears, Browns bye week, and the Texans. So the final 6 weeks, yeah, it's going to be choppy for them, but they can build up a portfolio to where it's going to be, yeah, we can afford a couple, two, three losses down the stretch and still slide right into the playoffs, no problem.
Yeah, $4 to make the playoffs seems low to me, especially when you see how well the offense is playing and the job McDaniel's done. Cincinnati also schedules backloaded too. So, again, why this is such an important game for Cincinnati is you go Kansas City, Cleveland, Tampa, New England, Bills, Baltimore to end the season as well.
Right.
So they are only 8.5 now, adjusted win total, plus 330 to win the division, and plus small plus price to make the playoffs now. So can they protect Burrow tonight? Does he go off on this Miami secondary that's really struggled against the pass? And then what do you expect and what do you get out of Tua? Very hard to evaluate Tua. Because he was great against Baltimore, but for one quarter.
Right.
They're down 21 in the fourth quarter. And other than that, didn't have the ball, didn't do much against Buffalo, and didn't do much of anything against New England.
No, he had 4 touchdowns in one quarter so far this year.
Right, he's got 8 on the season.
Yeah,
so that's one quarter.
He has 4 in the other remaining 11 quarters so far this year. And when you look at the overall numbers again, the offensive DVOA for Miami at footballoutsiders.com, advanced metrics, they're number 2 in the league on offense. Bengals 31st. Who expected that? Certainly not me. But tonight, the difference is going to be the defensive pass DVOA for the Bengals. They are 8th overall. They have a good secondary. They have a good pass rush. Everybody's been talking about how Burrow's been getting hit, and it's been quite a few sacks he's taken on. 15 overall, tied for the lead. But this defense has also been playing lights out. And look, I mean, they blew that game against the Steelers. They very easily should be 2-1.
Yep.
And they just were not good against the Cowboys. And the Cowboys' defense is really good.
Still should have won that game. Defense put them in position to win the game.
They did. They did.
You know, they shut them down in the last three quarters.
Overall, though, the numbers are just, they're not good at all. Again, they are dead last in yards per play at 4.5 so far in offense through the season. Miami is third best, 6.4 yards per play. So those are the differences between these two teams so far. And I think that guy Hendrickson was fantastic last week. He's one of the best defensive players so far in the league this year through 3 weeks. And if they can get pressure on Tua, who's banged up already tonight, which I would anticipate a little bit, it's going to come down to how guys like Apple and other secondary members can actually cover Hill and Waddle in this game.
Yeah. So much has been made about Hill, and we played the comments about Eli Apple. I'm coming after you. I owe you one. Well, you have to worry about Waddle, too. And what do you make of the total? 7 of the last 8 Cincinnati games have stayed under 47.5.
So there's a battle with this all week, right?
Yes.
And it was, you know, what's going to happen with Tua, and now that he was announced in again last night, it's now up to 48 at some spots, 47. I bet the under 47.5, just because I do like the Bengals' defense. I think that they are a legit unit this year. And the Bengals' offense so far on the season, again, they're not meeting expectations whatsoever. And they have some question marks. We'll break down player props coming up in about 25 minutes. I do not like the matchup for Joe Mixon tonight.
No.
I don't think he has a big game. Higgins got hurt in the last game. So, like, and where is he going to be? Is he going to be anywhere close to 100%? I would highly doubt it. I do think the one matchup that is extremely favorable for the Bengals tonight is Ja'Marr Chase. And you could say that most weeks, but the luster is lost now on Xavier Howard of the Miami Dolphins. He's not the same guy he was 2 years ago, and I think the Bengals can really expose that tonight, and he can have a huge game. So there is that. But, again, this is a short week for the Bengals. Mixon got hurt, and it's a bad matchup for him.
Well, he hasn't done anything either.
No.
He's averaging 2.8 yards per carry. Been a major disappointment. Then it goes back to the offensive lines. Well, if they protect them, I think they're going to win the game and put up some numbers.
Yeah, so do I.
Second worst pass defense tonight, Miami, with their face. And also, yep. Miami, you're playing with house money. I mean, you're not supposed to be 3-0. You stole the game in Baltimore, and you stole the game against the Bills. So with everything points to Cincinnati here, though, too. But definitely sound the alarms if the Bengals can't win this game.
Yep, I would agree. Protect Burrow tonight. He should probably have the best game he's going to have through 4 weeks. Here's his opposing coach tonight, Mike McDaniel, talking about Joe Burrow.
I appreciate, guys, that, you know, you're the number one pick in the draft. That is a burden for some. It was a blessing for him, and I really respect guys that come out, take all that hype, and do justice by it or exceed it. You know, so the guy has great vision and awareness. He's very mobile, both within the pocket, staying a passer, and escaping to run. Great touch, great accuracy. He does, and he really not only makes plays for their offense, but he helps other players make plays because of his ball location.
I'm trying to think, other than the bad performance week one, when's the kid had a bad, you have to go back a long time when he had a bad game. I mean, you can't fault him if they can't protect him. He doesn't have time to throw.
Yeah, because he was getting hit the entire game in week one. He started
the Dallas game too.
He started the season with that bad. The first pass of the year was picked
That's
off.
That's right.
You're
yeah.
Like, what is this going to be?
He was horrible in week one. But other than that, he go back with the Super Bowl run, and since the middle of last year, he's been awesome.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I am not going to be involved in this game in Las Vegas football contests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm avoiding. I played one Thursday night game so far this year. I lost it. It was the Chiefs game against the Chargers. I lost it when they kind of gave up that. The point spread, they were going to win at ATS, but they gave it away late. And if you make a pick in a Las Vegas football betting contest for a Thursday night game, you have to also put in your other four games, which I can't stand.
Yep. That's a tech issue.
It
which
is.
I cannot believe.
It is, yeah.
Because you see how DraftKings does it. That doesn't work that way at DraftKings, but that's risky business with hurricanes and injuries and
no doubt.
That other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up for week four with Bet Rivers, and their parlay insurance and touchdown insurance offers every single Sunday. All season long, build a parlay of at least four legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday, night football, and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. We have Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. We will recap what took place last night with betting action, including what happened to the Aaron Judge home run ball right after he hit it. Crazy details on this coming up next year on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Favorites went 12-3 last night in baseball. But three big dogs, including the Nationals, for the NL East race, they surprised Atlanta, plus 180. Gray was pitched well. He got me. Big surprise.
Got me as well. How about that? I had the over, bet that in the overnights 2 nights ago, and you get two gems out of Oda Rizzi and Josiah Gray.
Right. Oh, how things changed. I mean, Atlanta ties it on an error, and the Mets come back down 4-0 in the seventh. You think maybe Atlanta's going to go a game up? No, the Mets take a one-game lead. Cubbies do it again. 5-0 against the Phillies, plus 165. They go for the sweep this afternoon. Diamondbacks took money. Yeah, Verlander was too high. What a close to the year for Gallen. Plus 175 down to plus 150. Arizona beats
Houston.
Good for
him.
Incredible run.
Yep.
Judge to hit number 61. 15-1 in play at DraftKings. He ties the American League record with Maris. Yankees win. And David Purdom, ESPN chalk, going into last night's game. You're up 41 units the last seven games if you're betting Judge to walk every at-bat. DraftKings offers that. What's he going to do every at-bat? 41
wow.
Units you're up. That was going
into last
night. It was
a great angle.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Specifically in this Toronto series that we talked about, because why would this team want to pitch to him?
Right.
When these games are still very important to him.
Boston, too. I mean, you walk four times. Forget about it. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. Peekaboo, look what happened here yesterday in the high limit. Guy comes in. I mean, this is gangster. That's $500 a push. He's playing video poker triple-double, which pays the same. Aces and a kicker pays the same as a Royale with cheese. He gets dealt an ace, holds one ace, and it comes ace, ace, three ace. That's $400,000. He says, give me cash, straight cash, homie. And he puts it in a bag from the gift shop and walks around with it. And there's Derek Stevens, Andy Dufresne, King of the North, to greet him as well.
Oh, see, that's the play, right? In a game like that, when you're playing high stakes, when you get one ace, other people are going to say, why would you hold the one ace for something like that? That's, well, I mean...
We hold the ace anyway.
Yeah, you're going to hold the ace anyway, but I mean, that's what can happen.
That's incredible. $400,000.
I sent this to my buddy of mine who likes to play here a lot. High
500
limit.
A push!
He said he's won on that machine before, about $1,250. He goes, looks like I'm booking my next flight.
Get him out of here. Sure. Good dog video here. This guy, he doesn't like his friend. He wants the smoke, right? He's going after the big guy who's just sitting there, yawning, and then he and then the owner puts him right next. Now he shuts up. No more with the barking then. He's yapping and going at him the whole time. I want a piece of this guy. Let's go. And then he puts him right back over, and he wants a piece of him again. But yet he sits him next to the dog and nothing.
That's Twitter compared to real life.
Yeah, right. Good call. Good call. And this, the golf ball prank, guy lives on a golf course. He does this all the time. Every time a tee shot lands in his yard, he goes down and pretends he was hit, like he was doing some work in the yard, and pretends the ball hits him in the back of the head. He goes right up and lays down next to the golf ball. And then when he comes up, the golfer comes up, where's my ball? He like scratches it. Oh, my head. And he hits the guy the ball. And the wife's filming the whole thing and laughing her ass off. I mean, what a prank this is.
No, this
with
guy.
This guy. He's got it down. He's got it down to it's an art.
Well, he's gone viral before for doing this.
Sure, yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at the acting job.
Oh, I came to. What happened? Oh, the ball hit me. Is this yours? Oh, there you go, buddy. Rubbing the back of his head. I'm good. And then walks away.
Get a little woozy here.
Oh, God. That's his prank. Does it on a regular basis. Very good. Lose some. Again, media day the last few days with the NBA. Steve Nash on Ben Simmons. I don't care if he ever takes a shot.
That's good.
What?
Yeah.
He says it publicly.
In 2022 NBA.
Right.
We're good having a guy on the floor for, 35 minutes a game? Don't take a shot. I don't want you to.
Yeah. Never worked on his offensive game.
No.
We're good with it. Oh, it's the other things he brings to the table. Okay. Well, once again, I'll just back off. I don't have to worry about him shooting. This is bizarre, too. You sent this in. DeAndre Ayton about his relationship with head coach Monty Williams. Remember, he was benched in the pivotal Game 7 loss in the playoffs to Dallas.
How have you and Monty kind of been able to move?
I haven't spoken to Monty. No, I haven't spoken to him at all. Ever since the game.
So not even
no. Open that
game. So
I'm here.
Are you happy to be here, DA?
Yeah, I'm alright. I'm in between those lines now, I just work. You know, I'm not playing for myself, you know. I have an organization across my chest, and the name on my back I have to represent. I'm just here to work.
If you could talk to Monty, what would you want to talk to him about? What would you want to tell him?
Huh?
Well, if you could talk to Monty, what would you want to talk to him about? What would you want to tell him?
I can show him better than I can tell him.
Okay, he's your coach. You can go. It should be an open door policy. That is bizarre. I don't like this at all.
Oh, I hate it.
He's also 20. Dude, it's like what Barkley says about Kyrie Irving. You're 24 years old. You just signed a $130 million contract. Yeah. Why are you miserable?
Right. Why does your life suck?
God. Okay, so they match the contract. Big deal. You don't. Oh, my God.
Okay, so are they fade material to begin the season?
I believe so.
The Suns.
Between the Sarver stuff, this business, getting blown out in Game 7, what did you learn from it? Chris Paul, nothing. I don't like
Monty
it.
Williams.
He doesn't want to be there either.
No, he does. You can look at the.
No.
Not only listening to him talk, but look at his facial expressions. He hates him. He hates where he's at right now.
One word answers.
Yeah. And also, Monty Williams had to come out that after this made the rounds, and he said, well, look, I haven't talked to a lot of my players. I gave him time off. So you haven't talked to any of your players since the loss to Dallas? That's how many moons ago was that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not shaping up to be good.
I'm with you. Absolutely fade material. Yep. Couple of bad beats. Marlins plus 175, led 4-0 in the seventh. Huge win by the Marlins. Was that Escobar with all five RBIs? Oh, huge. And Diamondbacks Astros, thanks to Pete, sent this in. First five under. 3.5. 2-0, bottom of the fifth. Two outs, nobody on. Base hit, home run. You get beat there. That one was tough. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, where if your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal up to your stake of $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. All right, so Judge does it. Lose some. The Blue Jay fan with the jersey and the glove. That's why you bring a glove. It's right there. That's probably worth $1 million, and you blew it. You dropped it. And Carabas, who's on next Friday, does the podcast with DraftKings. He's right. You are pot committed when you pay for that seat. Jump in the bullpen. No, they might throw you out and arrest you, but at least you have the ball.
Oh, you're not going to get the ball back.
You go grab the damn thing.
Tuck that in your pants. Do whatever you have to
sure.
do.
Sure. You dropped it.
You're going to be okay. You're going to, you know what? Suck up the minor injury you're going to have, which won't even be that bad. It's not that huge of a drop.
No.
You have to, and I get it. I mean, he's not a professional baseball player out there holding the glove. The pressure's going to be on as well. He whiffs on it, but that's when you have to put your body at risk a little bit. You have to go and get that ball.
Yeah, that ball's worth a lot of money.
You specifically have tickets in that range for this opportunity to make it happen.
You know, the previous two games, the guy bought out that whole section. Think about that.
Yeah.
But you're right there. Ball's coming right at you with the glove. Nope, can't make the play. And right down to the bullpen.
So do I have this right now? What, Sarah Walsh? Is she NFL Network?
Yes, used to be ESPN.
Okay.
Yes.
So her husband is with the Blue Jays?
Bullpen coach, I believe.
Okay.
I understand it, yeah.
He's the gentleman who grabbed the ball?
Yes. Now, I love this story. The Blue Jays pitchers and players were always like, because MLB security comes up to them. They're like, I don't know who you are. I don't trust this. It's worth a lot of money. And they finally go, oh, it's Zach Britton. I know who that is. And they gave it to Zach Britton.
That's all they did.
Yeah, they go, MLB security, I don't know who you are. Get out of here.
And
they wouldn't give him the ball. They gave it to Zach Britton.
And she's great on Twitter last night. Huh? Oh, great, cool. He just handed it right back without checking to see if our house is still here. I'd like to announce to file our divorce.
Yep.
She's tracking the whole thing. Like, what are you doing, pal?
Yeah, could have kept it.
If that's me, and I'm married, and my wife is watching on TV, she has every right to belittle me.
That's a tough scene. Can the marriage survive that? I don't know.
Well, I think she was having a good time with it last night, but
that's... I feel sick for the guy who drops it. I mean, come on. You get the seed. It's coming right at you. You think about this moment all week. You have the glove and you blow it.
So 62, the thought on 62 is that would be worth, you know, a floor of $2.5 million. Is 61 worth, you think, a million?
I don't see why not.
$500,000
probably? Because of the New York angle.
Right.
Yankees. Sure. Can he win the Triple Crown? He'll only be the third Yankee to do that. Tie it all in with the history.
Sure.
As Boone said, might be the best season we've seen, one of the best seasons we've ever seen, and he's right about that. The other thing, we're going to get cut-ins. I imagine we get cut-ins during football.
We have to, right? Because 62 is bigger than 61.
Have to get the cut-ins, and it's going to be Baltimore, day off today, Lyles on Saturday, Voth Friday, and then if he doesn't do it at home, they go to Texas. He'll get Perez and Gray to start that series.
I think he's minus 275 to do it against the Orioles.
I think that's what it'll,
Damn,
it was plus 450 last week.
All right.
Yep.
Kickoff football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers is your go-to sportsbook for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week, BetRivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite team and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. We'll get back into the Thursday night football game that we have coming up tonight. One of the two defenses on the field, they get roughed up by tight ends. But I'm not so sure the opposing offense can exploit that tonight. We'll kick around some alarming numbers coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kickoff football season, BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more every week. Unique specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
Okay, so player props for the Thursday night game, Bengals and the Dolphins. Right now at DraftKings, I'm looking at Joe Mixon rushing yards. 64.5. Is that a big number tonight going against this team? I ask you that because the Miami defense, they're allowing 56 yards to opposing backs so far, third fewest in the entire league, and they have not allowed a single rushing touchdown for what it's worth on top of it.
I think Burrow goes over based on what's happened Sunday and then the carryover, and they've struggled against the pass this year. Remember what Lamar Jackson did against them, right? So five straight home games, Burrow's had at least 300 yards. So I like Burrow over, and you have an interesting angle with the tight ends here.
I will.
But I was looking at Gesicki.
Okay.
But because the guys who cover the team here are saying under with Gesicki in the 20 range, and then you look at the numbers, Against New England, he caught one pass for 1 yard.
Oh, it's not pretty.
And then last week, he caught one pass for 6 yards.
So I will admit that I'm conflicted with the tight ends tonight, and I'll tell you why. So far on the season, Dolphins tight ends combined are averaging 68 yards receiving per game. That's in fact, going all the way back to 2021. That's the fourth best in the entire NFL. The Bengals have allowed an average of 65-plus receiving yards per game to tight ends since last year, third worst in the entire league. And when you go back, you know, some of the games so far this year and into, you know, like the Super Bowl from last year, the playoffs from last year, even last year's regular season. Freiermuth in week one, 5 for 75. Schultz only had a couple for the Cowboys, but he got hurt in that game. Key to remember that. Conklin for the Jets had 8 for 84. If you go back again, the Super Bowl tight ends for the Rams didn't do a lot. But Kelce in the playoffs, 10 for 95 and a touchdown. Waller in the playoffs, 7 for 76. Kelce in the regular season, 5 for 25 and a touchdown. Andrews in the regular season, 8 for 125 and a touchdown. Albert O and Noah Fant combined 8 for 115 for the Broncos in the regular season of last year. And Kittle had 13 for 151.
Oh.
And a score. On that list, you're going to say, well, Mitch, you're talking about some of the elite tight ends in football. No, I understand that. Because when you look at some of the non-elite guys, like I mentioned the Super Bowl, Bryson Hopkins actually had 4 for 47. But the Titans tight ends in the playoffs had 0 catches for 0 yards. I talked about Schultz, who had 2 for 18, but he got hurt. And so far this year, it's Durham Smythe and Mike Gesicki, the combined tight ends here for the Dolphins. They combined in week one to go 2 for 15. Gesicki had 4 for 41 and a touchdown himself in week two, so that's good. But last week, they combined for 4 for 29?
Yep. You know what? It's to the point where when you evaluate Tua and you evaluate this Miami, you have to I'm throwing out the fourth quarter against Baltimore. It was just kooky and freaky what happened. I mean, to blow the 4 quick touchdowns and you're down 21 points in the fourth quarter. So if you remove that quarter, all the numbers are below average. And that's how I have to assess Tua and also the tight ends and what they're doing here as well. And the fact that on the flip side with the Burrow prop and maybe with the total too, which is tough, Miami 31st in yards allowed per game and the second worst pass defense as well. You know, it's funky because they're 3-0, but the David Bierman tweet, this is the first time in 4 years we have a team catching this many points that's undefeated in first place, and they're an underdog against a team with a losing record.
That's right.
So all that's on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough with the tight end, but I would go Gesicki under.
Yeah, he's 20 and a half. I don't see Smythe's numbers up right now. But if you want to get nuts, really nuts,
okay,
you could maybe look at Smythe anytime touchdown or Smythe first touchdown.
Right.
Now that's 32 to 1 range?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer territory there. That is really off the charts nuts.
Okay.
That could happen. Yes. You never know. We've had some crazy runs here with these first touchdowns.
Sure.
The kid
for
the Chargers, the what happened in the last game with the Bills performance, right?
Yep. Now Chase Edmonds, the lead running back for the Dolphins, although he was out-touched by Mostert last week, he goes in this game tonight, and not a lot of fantasy people like his angle or his spot. The Bengals are allowing the 9th fewest rushing yards on the 6th fewest yards per carry to opposing backs. He did score twice last week, but that was all both the goal line stuff. As for his numbers overall, look at that, 33.5, so they're not expecting to do a lot tonight. Mostert is 38.5. He'll probably all touch him again tonight. This is why I mentioned that I like Jamar Chase, and, you know, again, the sky is blue. But he's probably going to get Xavier Howard quite a bit. Now, Howard used to be an elite cornerback in this league, but last season, he allowed 7 scores, tied for the second most. So far on the year, he's allowed a touchdown in all 3 games. Miami secondary has allowed 3 receivers to go over 70 yards already on the season, including a 100-yard game to Rashad Bateman, who plays on the outside quite a bit, just like Jamar Chase. And with Higgins banged up a little bit last week, and this being a short, you know, rest for him, I think Chase is going to be the go-to guy for Burrow, and you know, if he pops tonight and really goes off for a huge game, I'm not going to be surprised whatsoever. How the mighty have fallen. Howard was super, super elite, probably 2019, 2020-ish, but not exactly the same guy. Now, what do you want to do with Waddle?
Yeah.
Because of the injury? But he's going to be playing tonight?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how much he'll be compromised. I know it's a tough call.
It is.
Right? Same thing goes with Tua. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like kind of the same thing with the handicap Sunday with Herbert. maybe one shot, he's out too. And it's right. Teddy Two Gloves.
So the Bengals secondary, they are allowing 126 yards per game to opposing wide receivers. That is the second fewest in the entire league, and only one score. Chidobe Awuzie and Eli Apple have held opponents scoreless. And by the way, a passer rating below 100. Now, here's the difference, right? And you know, again, we don't know with Tua, but so far the quarterbacks they have faced, Trubisky, Rush, Flacco. But Waddle has scored three times in three games, and he is sixth overall with a 30% target share. Now, also, maybe keep this in mind. Although, again, the groin thing, not so sure. He has had a 40-plus yard reception in every game so far this year. His longest reception prop tonight is 23.5. If he was fully healthy, yeah, I'd take my chances again with him, you know, having a long one.
And I would take him over, too, with 200-yard games. Maybe to score a touchdown, too. But, you know, when he could tweak that or something could happen early on, it's hard. It's a tough game to – again, we both think Cincinnati's going to win, but between this short week and the travel and what they had to deal with and all hell breaking loose in Florida, and then not to mention the 100-degree weather and not a defense on the field for 90 plays, it's a tough call.
Sure.
Tough call. And it's the whole thing, how you assess Tua. I can't wait to see what Pritchard says. Because, like, I was with Mike. I was down on Tua. You got to prove it to me, right? But other than being Superman in one quarter, he hasn't done a damn thing in his career.
I will say that video, and I went back to watch it several times. Tua in that game did look spectacular. And if that was another quarterback, well, it was, I get it. It was the Ravens blowing assignments and their secondary was bad.
Right.
But it was throughout the entire game. He was making really good, impressive throws.
Now,
right?
But I also have to point out what the Patriots did against him, Baltimore. Remember how bad New England's offense was in the first two games? They're going up and down the field, doing whatever they want. Guys are wide open.
For sure.
Parker had a huge game, too. Hey, four turnovers. Still should have won the game.
Right.
So that's it. That's why I think 11.5 is way too high now on Miami win
total. On the win total overall? Yeah. Based on what we just said, if you can find... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look to see if I can find a no touchdown tonight on Mixon at plus money. I have not been great at the anytime touchdown so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that one maybe makes a little bit of sense. But watch what'll happen then. They'll go, seven plays, 79 yards down to the 1 yard line. Oh, here's Joe Mixon in for a 1 yard plunge. Great. That was just ripped the Band-Aid off then.
Well, the other thing is it could be where Cincinnati's out to a big lead and then they're playing catch up again and then everything goes crazy and all these same game parlays hit. It's like, well, on accident, Tua gets to 280
right,
because they're throwing the entire second half, while McDaniel wants to do.
Our buddy Adam Chernoff, who will be on the show again tomorrow, he brought up a good point. Remember, so far, because Miami has led for a lot of their games, or most of the 12 quarters so far, with the exception of that Baltimore game. So what did McDaniel do when they were down big to Baltimore? He completely opened up the offense and said, okay, we got to start striking it big.
Bleep it.
Right.
It's the third and long. It's the bleep it play.
It's the bleep it play.
Yep.
So we have Hill, we have Waddle, two blazing fast receivers. Let's go deep. Let's make big plays. And that's exactly what happens. So to your point, if the Bengals get out to this lead, then watch McDaniel get super aggressive, and that's where the total is going to absolutely be in play.
Yep. Burrow over, passing yards, longest touchdown over. Too many playmakers in this game. 41.5.
Yeah.
Sacks, 5.5. I'd lean over sacks.
Oh, it's 5.5?
It's 5.5 now, yes.
Ooh,
But always shop, always shop with a lot of these props. Big differences. And the field goals, again, 3.5.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. It is football season, and the GM Shuffle podcast is a must-listen for every football fan. Here, former NFL executive Michael Lombardi give his unfiltered opinion on players, teams, and coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday all throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcast. We are fired up. It's been a while since we've had Nigel Seeley on the program, friend of the show and soccer expert, as that sport gets up fully and running again this weekend. What are his best bets in this sport for the weekend? We'll ask him coming up next here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Start your football season on the right foot. Subscribe to VSiN Pro. Full access to everything we do, including daily picks at a glance, recap, top plays made by every host and guest, 24/7 video, the season prep, the pro tools, and the pro tips. Coming up in 10 minutes, sign up for the discounted football special. Get VSiN Pro access. Everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175. VSiN.com/subscribe. Here we go with a pro. Nigel Seeley, good to have you back. We had the break and then what happened with the Queen. So it's great to talk Premier League with the great Nigel Seeley at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. Let's start with the big match tomorrow with Arsenal and Tottenham. And on your tip here, when you came to town at Circa, you recommended Tottenham to lead at Christmas, 10-1, which yeah. I have. I'm right here. I am cooking if I get a win here. How do you see Arsenal-Tottenham? Big matchup.
Good morning to you both. I think it's a massive game. I think you've got a good bet there. The trouble is there's the one team looking ominous at the moment. That's Manchester City. Yo, the way Haaland has started in the Premier League has been incredible. Tottenham have got to play Manchester City as well. Tottenham have got to play Manchester City. So you've got that match to really, if you win that game, you've got a great chance of cashing. This match, though, is a very, very difficult one for betting. I think it's really, really hard. I think the odds look about right, +108, +110, something like that for Arsenal. Tottenham around about 255, and the ties +275. If I was having a wager on this match, which I probably won't because I think that the odds look right. But if I was forced to have a wager, I would probably make a small play for the tie here. Arsenal are unbeaten at home. It's a big game for both sides here because both sides have started off really, really well in the Premier League. And they're at that point of the season where if they win three or four games, they're really in with a chance of going far in the title race. Or they could bomb out very, very quickly with two or three losses. So it's a really, really big game. And I feel that both sides may probably be very, very happy with a point if you ask each manager. Mm-hmm. Arsenal at home this season, 100% record. They've won every single game they've played. They're scoring goals again. Jesus from Manchester City is a brilliant signing. And Zinchenko as well from Man City, another brilliant signing. And you can see the confidence in the side. They're a very young side, but they're scoring goals. They're exciting to watch again. Arsenal have been very poor to watch over the last couple of years, but they're very exciting. And the same can be said for Tottenham. They're scoring goals as well. So I would expect goals. I think this will be a very good watch for a neutral. I think over 2.5 goals is a decent bet, but it is low. It's around -150. But I think if you wanted a little pizza money and have a little bit of interest on the game, 2-2, the old Desmond 2-2, I think at around about 11-1, 12-1.
All right.
I'll be betting the Desmond 2-2. A bit of interest in that.
All right, excellent. How about a couple of totals that you like? How about the late match on Saturday with West Ham and Wolverhampton?
There's one thing I don't like in life is going shopping with the missus. I can't stand it. And there's one shop that I absolutely despise going shopping around. That's IKEA. And if you don't know if you've ever had, if you have an IKEA,
put it together yourself.
I despise walking around IKEA. I've penciled in a shopping trip to IKEA while this game is going on because it's going to be dull. It's absolutely going to be dull. West Ham have only scored one goal at home this season. Dreadful attacking form this season. Did really, really well last year, but they're involved in a relegation battle this season. And you know my thoughts on Wolves. I come on here every single week and I say to you, we want to bet Wolves to be drawing at halftime. We want to be betting the draw 0-0 at halftime. They offer nothing as an attacking threat. Absolutely nothing. They've got a decent goalkeeper, a decent defence, some creativity in midfield. But from an attacking point of view, they are really, really probably one of the most poorest in the Premier League. They brought in Diego Costa. I think he's older than you now, Paulie, Diego Costa.
Oh, sure.
But he brought him into the Premier League. Back from outside the Premier League, he's come into the team. And if he starts, I think it's going to be hard for him to adjust straight away. So I can't see many goals. Wolves have only scored one goal on the road this season. West Ham and Wolves all season have just scored 3 goals each, so 3 goals in their game so far. And you just like the unders, screams unders. I think under 2.5 is the best bet in the Premier League this week on the West Ham Wolves game. I just can't see any sure. way there's goals in this.
Sure.
The two teams met last season. There was 1-0 in both matches to the home team, but it was a 0-0 draw at halftime, and it was a draw at halftime. And you know what I say about Wolves games. You can bet the tie at halftime at +114 with Bet Rivers, and you can bet under half a goal at halftime at +185. It's just looks a 0-0, looks low scoring, no goals.
Okay, let's skip ahead to Monday and an over you like. Listen, Leicester's in last place here in the table. Yep. They have 1 point. If they can't beat Nottingham Forest, oh boy, sound the alarms. But what do you want to do with the total?
Well, I think the alarms bells are ringing already, despite ahead of this game. I think this game is a massive game for both clubs, actually. Nottingham Forest are under pressure. I think whoever loses this, I think the manager will get sacked, including Nottingham Forest. I think Nottingham Forest have brought in about 20 players in the close season. It hasn't worked. The manager spent money. The chairman isn't happy with the performance. Leicester, I don't even know how Brendan Rodgers is in the job at the moment. There's something gone massively wrong at Leicester. They've had to sell all their players for financial reasons. The biggest blow was the goalkeeper, Kasper Schmeichel. And he's gone. And the replacement goalkeeper, Ward, he's absolutely terrible. I think he's Dracula was better on crosses than he is. But some of the balls come in. No team concedes more goals than Leicester from set pieces. Corner kicks, free kicks. They bombard the box and they concede at every single opportunity. They've conceded 22 goals in the Premier League so far this season. 6 against Tottenham in their last game. On the positive side, then they scored 10, which is more than Manchester United. It's more than Chelsea. So they've got goals in this side. And their best player is the centre midfield player, James Maddison. He's been the most creative player in the Premier League. So from an overs perspective, Leicester are great. They've 6 of the last 6 of their 7 matches this season have cashed over 2.5 goals. And in Nottingham Forest, their last 3 games have seen 16 goals featured in the last 3 games. So averaging just over 5 goals per game in Nottingham Forest matches in the recent matches they have. I know it's a small trend and it's a small database, but this is an overs for me. I think I don't see how it doesn't produce goals because the defensive frailties from both sides. And the other big thing for Leicester is, you know, I spoke very highly about Jamie Vardy to being the top mm-hmm, Premier League mm-hmm. goal scorer when I was in Vegas. He hasn't scored yet. And that is a big, big problem for them. I mean, he's missed a consistency in the Premier League. He hasn't got a goal. When I come back, I did say that his wife lost a libel case against Colleen Rooney, Wayne Rooney's wife, that she's $6 million in debt. I think that would play on my mind if my missus was in $6 million of debt. I wouldn't be scoring the goals. But I think that's a bit of a distraction for him. But they've got all kinds of problems in Leicester. I wouldn't like to predict which way that game would go. I think it's quite difficult to call, but I definitely think there's goals in the game.
All right, Nigel Seeley, our guest. We have like 90 seconds left here, bud. Okay, is this number on Chelsea too high this weekend against Palace? If so, how do you want to attack betting Palace?
I want to get with Palace. I want to get with Palace on the Asian handicap. I want to get them plus a 0.75 goals, which means half of the bet is on them plus a half. The other half of the goal is on them plus one. Palace have got some really, really, really winnable fixtures coming from now to the start of the World Cup. So this game is their toughest game. This will define their season. They're involved in, if they don't get the points, they'll be in a relegation battle, or they could be in a top 10 finish, something like that. Chelsea are in big problems on the road. Lost 3-0 to Leeds, lost 2-1 to Southampton, lost 1-0 to Zagreb in the Champions League. They drew 1-1 with Salzburg at home, which was a very, very disappointing performance. I think they've got big, big problems with the owner. I think he's got rid of the manager probably a bit hastily. Got a new manager in Graham Potter from Brighton. Great manager, but I think it's the wrong club for him. I think it's the wrong fit at the wrong time. And the big reason I want to get against Chelsea this weekend is on Wednesday night, they play AC Milan in the Champions League. And that is a crucial, crucial match for Chelsea. Absolutely crucial. If they don't win that game, they're in danger of being knocked out of the Champions League. That is the priority. And I think that going to Crystal Palace, which is always a very tough place to go, the fans make it very difficult. Palace do not get beat heavily. So that plus 0.75 is only a big loser if Chelsea win by one or more goals. Just one thing to say, if you want to, I'm writing a column for VSiN on the website on all the Premier League matches. So if you've missed this or you can't understand my London accent, you may be able to read the article that I'll have on VSiN over the next 48 hours or so before kickoff.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Nigel. Great to talk to you.
Take care.
All right. There you go. Every Thursday, Nigel Seeley at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. Leicester over, Wolves under, and the Palace against Chelsea as well, like Crystal Palace. Okay, the pro tip, be aware of Miami's backloaded schedule. So you can find under 11.5 wins right now, and we think they get beat tonight. In December, they go at San Francisco, at Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. They have the Packers at home on Christmas, but before and after that, two trips in the elements. They go to Buffalo and New England.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's going to be tough. How the Miami guys usually do in that cold, no good.
And
so,
no doubt Mac Jones, unless he gets hurt again, will be back by then.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep, there you go. So that's our pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. It's at least 20 a day. Subscribe at VSiN.com. But this is also wonky with the Premier League, because you got the World Cup coming up. We had the postponements with the Queen. Then they were on break here. So
strange season, man.
It is.
I mean, think about that. He did talk about Vardy when he was out here in Las Vegas in July. He hasn't scored a single goal, as he just pointed out.
Yeah. But we're live here with Tottenham. We need a win tomorrow. We get Tottenham to win. We're looking good there.
Yep. Up next, professional sports bettor and college football handicapper Brad Powers will join the show. How is he approaching the games located near the hurricane? We'll ask him that coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed,
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.